All the remaining items on the Board of Supervisors' agenda have been pulled by one individual. This individual has pulled all seven items and is the only speaker for those items. If the board desires, we could call up that speaker and give her 2 minutes per item to speak as part of the consent calendar.
Okay.
I'd like to invite forward Audra Morgan. Audra, since you pulled seven items, you'll have 14 minutes to address the board.
Wait, are we going? I mean, I pulled more than seven.
We're just the ones
but
where
I mean,
you're the only
one
speaker.
Through seven?
It's for items 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11.
What about?
We'll call you up for items 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
Because we have other speakers on those items.
Crap. You guys are trying to throw me off, aren't you? I see that. I see what you're doing. It's okay. How much time do I got? 14 minutes? Are you kidding? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm just going to use this time very wisely because, I mean, basically what you guys have been doing is, you know, violating every one of our civil rights. And I don't even feel like I want to talk about these items. I want to talk about what your guys' duty is and what you're not doing. And even the sheriff over here, you guys are supposed to be protecting our rights and you're not. You're actually on the wrong side of things. And we need you guys because of what's happening.
Just a reminder to make sure that you're staying on topic, please.
I am.
Thank you.
It's on topic. We're good. And I mean, our civil rights should be a topic that gets addressed at every point. I mean, everything that you guys are doing in this county goes against our civil rights. So these are rights that were granted to us by God that you cannot usurp. And every day we're facing being, you know, threatened by our own officials. That's tyranny. You know what I'm saying? And like when that happens, the people can stand up against it and abolish the government when they go against the people. And at this point, it's like, I feel like I should be talking to the people. Because you know what? It's about time that all of us stand up and assert our rights. It's enough of this, because what they're doing is crimes against humanity. It's treason. They should all be hung. I mean, and that is going to come. But what needs to happen, because they're not going to do anything. All of us here need to be the ones to do something and stand up against this. It's time that we take our nation back, our county back, and stop being afraid because we're sitting in a prison cell with the door open. And it's just time to walk out. It's time to stop playing this game. I mean, they have masks on all the time. And they know they don't work. They know these vaccines are killing people, and they don't care. They don't care. So it's time for each and every one of us to stand up and get rid of this COVID pandemic. They're not going to stop the emergency, but it's up to us to end this. This will end when we put an end to it. Understand that. Understand that we have the power to do that. Don't.
Just a reminder, please stay on topic. It's a reminder, please stay on topic. Go ahead. Please
Audra.
Stay on topic.
Are you gonna?
No.
All right. I am. If this is the topic, there's a whole lot of topics in here. Thank you. Look at that. But it's time, people, for real. Like, at what point do we say we're done playing this game? At what point do we say we're born free? We're born free. And we put ourselves in these chains that we could take off, that they want to keep us in every day. And it's time that we stop playing their game and say, I'm done. Because when we do that, COVID will end. And we can go back to life. And we can have all the things that we enjoyed. There won't be children killing themselves. You won't even address that, or the fact that people have to drink because they're so fed up with all of these shenanigans that are going on. It's time for us to just stand on the freedom that we were given and have courage to do it, because we can, and it's up to us to do it, because they're not going to. None of them are going to do that for us. So it's time that we go around and we spread this out and spread freedom as far and wide as possible, because they're going to come and they're going to try and tell us what to do. And it's time to say, no, I'm not playing that. I'm not going to do that, because basically what they're saying, I mean, we might as well peddle heroin and say that it's good, because these vaccines aren't, but they want to say they are, and they want people to just go take them and basically jump off a cliff because they don't know what's really going to happen. But we do. We know. And don't let them tell us this is misinformation, because it isn't. They won't even do their own research. They have a doctor that doesn't know diddly squat. She wants kids to be put in masks while they are playing sports, and she's a sports doctor. At what point is she going to address the fact that we've asked for an isolation of COVID and it doesn't exist?
Ms. Morgan?
Yes.
Which item are you speaking on now for the record?
I am speaking on number two. Oh, I'm sorry, not number two.
We called you up.
Right.
Ms. Morgan, we called you up for items five,
yes.
six.
Five, six. Okay.
Seven.
Yeah.
Eight. Nine.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Seven, eight, okay. Nine, 10, and 11.
Well, I don't know. I know we talk about equity and equality, and it's like, is that really happening? No, I don't think so. Because isn't equality that everybody gets treated the same? And then equity is like justice and fairness. Have we ever seen that? But how many times do they address that in the agenda? All the time. But they exclude the unvaccinated, or the people that want to choose whether or not to put a bioweapon in their body. It's not even a vaccine. You can't even call it that. They're not even telling people that people who are vaccinated have 251 times the viral load in them. They're the super spreaders, not the unvaccinated. And that's the truth. And they know these masks don't work, yet they play these games of taking them on and putting them off. And like, oh, I'm going to take a bite, and then I'm going to, you know, I mean, you're touching your mask. You're probably taking it to the bathroom, and it's filled with just disease. And so, but they want us to play this game. It's time for us to say, no, you know what? We're going to decide what game we're playing, and it isn't yours. And as soon as we stand up, that's when it ends. So I urge every one of you to stand on your God-given freedom, and don't let them make you fearful. Don't let them say that we're a threat to the public, that we're the ones doing this. It's all the rest of them. It's all of the tyrants that are in office that need to go. Here we are on an election day, and what's going to happen? These systems are rigged, and they are flawed, and they know they're totally corrupt, and they want you to go vote. And should you? Maybe because for just the purpose of voting, but does it count? No, it doesn't until the system is fixed. And when it's fixed, you know what? Every single one of them is gone. You want to know why? Because none of them were voted in. Not one of them. President Trump got 120 million votes. What's going to happen when that's exposed fully? Because they're trying to hide that. Every single one of them will be upseated. And who's going to be in there? We need to
Ms.
put
Morgan.
People in there that will make a difference and listen to the people. They
Ms.
don't
Morgan.
Listen to the people. Why should I listen?
Ms. Morgan, can you please identify which item you're speaking on?
Absolutely. I'm going with number 10. And so what we need to do is quit letting them tell us what to do. Right? I mean, at what point do they, like, they need to be on this side. They need to be the ones begging and pleading for their lives, the lives of their children and their families, and saying, please help us, please. And what are we going to do? Probably the right thing. Right? Because we don't want to emulate that. Because their children should be ashamed as soon as they grow up and say, wow, my parents did that to all those people. They are killing people, and they don't even care. They're shutting people down. People will come, fill the rooms, and they don't even care about it. People will come from their own town and say, I don't want that solar system in my town. Do they care? No, they don't, because they're going to throw money at them. You want $4 or $5 million? That's all they care about is their money and how much money they get. They don't care about doing the right thing. All they want to say is, well, I want money for my district. Right, Jim? That's right. And instead of doing the right thing, they would rather collect money, which is our own money, that they want to decide what they do with. They take all this COVID money. It's like billions of dollars they spend in this county. Do we have a say in that? Hell no. They're just doing whatever they want. They keep us in an emergency so they can continue to get funds. Do you understand that? Like, that's the only reason that we're still in an emergency, that we're still using a PCR test that has been recalled, because they get money for it. That is blood money. You should be ashamed of yourselves. because it's disgusting, the fact that they think they can do this to the people and go unpunished. Believe me, not only will your punishment be here on earth, but God the Almighty will punish you far greater than any of us can do. And that is the truth. And so all of us need to turn to God and need to ask him for a renewal and a cleansing of this land. And the only way that's going to happen is if we stand up against this and quit doing what they're doing and playing this game, walk out of that prison cell and into the light and say, we're done with this darkness. The evilness must go. Rebuke them, because Satan has no hold over this county, over the world. He doesn't. We do, and God does. And it's time. It's time to stand up. It's time. Are you guys ready? Yeah. Right? Like, if we were ready, we would arrest them right now. If you were, you would do that, because you would do the right thing, because God would weigh heavy on your heart, and you would say, you know what? I'm not going to allow them to do this to the people anymore. It's the right thing to do, because these
Audra.
People are criminals.
Audra? And can Audra?
And take control and act
Audra.
Like they know what's going on, and they don't. They're killing people.
Ms. Morgan?
And we want to ignore that.
Ms. Morgan, can you please identify which item you're speaking
Absolutely.
On? Thank you.
I'm on number 8. Thank you. So, right, it's like, is it not time? I mean, I got 3-4 minutes left. Do you guys want me to keep going, or should I? Because, yes, you, I may not even have it with me, but yeah, like, a conspiracy against our rights. I mean, all of you guys are conspiring to go against our civil rights. You have a duty, all of you actually taking an oath to support those and defend the Constitution. And you do. Like, we need you, because what's happening is they're going to come after the people like they already are. I mean, they have FEMA camps. They're rezoning for FEMA. Why do you think they're doing that? Why do you think they're sending money from FEMA and from fire into FEMA and all these entities? Why do you think they have all of these mobile medical units? They want us to get used to it, because they want us to go, oh, that's normal, and not be afraid when they show up at your door to vaccinate you. At what point? I mean, they talk about my body, my choice. I mean, shit. When does that actually make, like, hello? We can't even decide. I mean, you might as well be telling people to all get abortions. I mean, that everyone just needs to do it. Or say, you know what, you can either get hit by a car or bus, but I'm giving you the choice, right? I mean, that's the choice that we have. We don't actually have the freedom to choose what we want to do in our own body, what we want to put on our own body, what our children are able to put in their bodies. Like, you're killing children. At what point does that matter? How many of you have children? You know, and you probably were like, I'm not going to get them a vaccine because I know what happens. Because you know what? They actually are working just right. They're spreading just like they want. They're killing people just like they want. So when they say they work and they're effective, they're right, because that's what they're supposed to do. But that's not what vaccines are for. They're supposed to create immunity. Is that what they're doing? No, they're destroying your immunity. They're destroying our God-given immunity. We have two immune systems, one that learns about it and one that fights it right away. And they're destroying that with these shots, every single one. There's graphene oxide in it. It has 5G capabilities that can track your body and what it's doing. At what point? I mean, they're putting it in the air. It's in our water. Like, at what point do we realize that what they're doing is not what we wanted? That's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be standing up and making it the way we want. It's time to take our nation back, the world back, and quit playing into these tyrants' hands and just putting on a mask just because. It's like, don't wear it, because it actually doesn't help you. It does. It makes you sick is what it does. If you go and test those, they're so full of bacteria. Our buttholes are cleaner than our mouths. Okay? Let me tell you. And so you're sitting there just breathing it out. If we were meant to breathe that in, I mean, there would be a tube from our mouth to our nose so we could breathe our own exhaust. But that's not what's going on. I have a minute and 12 seconds left. Do you want to know what topic I'm on? It's cool. Anyway, so we don't need them. It's time to replace them, get them out of here. They all actually need to be arrested. When the time has come and the citizens are ready, we will rise up and take them out. And we will fill their seats with people who give a damn, who believe in God, who are fearful of God, and will do the right thing for the people, not just for their paycheck, not just because it looks good to them, or they're running again and they want to make sure that they look good. It will be the people that are for the people, and they're by the people. Okay, it's time to go back to the basics. We are free. Understand that. We don't have to listen to any of this. We do because we're made to be fearful. In school, they tell you to sit down and shut up and just do what we're told, right? I mean, I remember doing an opinion paper and telling they told me my opinion was wrong. I don't understand that because it's like, you wanted my opinion, but sure, right? I mean, but it's like, we're taught this. We're indoctrinated into believing these things that we just have to listen, but we don't. They all work for us. Every single one of them. We paid for this. We paid for that seat they're freaking sitting on. All of that. So it's time to take it back. Let's go, freedom.
Thank you. Vice. Thank you.